loves her. That love is the architecture of existence, boundless, incorruptible, perfect. He, the unknowable future, is pure potential, unshaped and unshaping, without will, bias, or design. She, the immutable past, is perfect completion, beyond awareness of self or other. She knows no foreground or background, no before or after, only wholeness. Neither he nor she has ever participated in what we call economy. They simply are. And yet we, the youngest of creatures, curious, clever, half-divine and half-confused, have learned how to monetize their gifts. We discovered that the infinite abundance of what he provides, possibility, can be repackaged as debt, and that the perfect completeness of what she holds, history, can be enclosed as rent. This is not their doing. They remain untouched. He still loves her. She still completes him. But humanity, through astonishing ingenuity, has learned how to tax both infinity and perfection. The unknowable future gives freely. An endless field of potential. Out of that field, we carve promises, pledges, and dreams. We give them price tags and call them loans, mortgages, bonds, buy now, pay later schemes. We do not actually sell debt, we sell dreams. We auction tomorrow's possibilities and call the auction price interest. It is the most profitable product ever devised, not because of evil, but because of innocence. Humanity discovered that even what does not yet exist can be monetized if we agree to believe in it. Thus, debt is the price of belief itself, a toll for crossing from imagination into material form. The immutable past neither remembers nor forgets. She simply is. Her perfection is an infinite library of everything that has ever been. But we, industrious children of time, have fenced her meadows and sold tickets to stand upon them. We invented property, copyright, trademark, rent, royalty, license, all ways to charge for access to completion. In this way, we turned her infinite archive into a walled garden of rights. The price of entry is called rent. We do not sell her. We sell permission to touch her. We call it ownership. Between them stands us, the divine having a human experience. The only beings capable of feeling love's texture, of sensing time as both promise and proof. And yet, instead of basking in this privilege, we learn to meter it, to subdivide it, to profit from it. We did not corrupt them, we only revealed our immaturity. Like children shouting, mine, 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 we laid claim to what was given unconditionally. We turned gifts into markets, love into ledgers. But this too will pass. Maturity will come. Someday, humanity will look back on rent and debt as the playthings of an early species, primitive instruments for a time when we mistook price for value. In that distant age, the age of our spiritual adolescence, we will stop monetizing the two greatest gifts, the unending potential of the future and the perfect wholeness of the past. Until then, we remain the toddlers of time, learning slowly, awkwardly, how to handle infinity without breaking it.